In this bulletin, actor Craig McLaughlin reportedly charged with sex offences. South Australia prepares to swelter through another heatwave, and Andy Murray reveals this year's Australian Open could be his last tournament. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria Police have reportedly charged actor Craig McLaughlin with assault and sex offences. Victoria Police have confirmed the sex crime detectives charged a 53-year-old New South Wales man with one count of common law assault, eight counts of indecent assault and one count of attempted indecent assault. The man was charged on summons and will appear at the Melbourne Magistrates Court on the 8th of February. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is under scrutiny after it was revealed he spent $37,000 of taxpayers' money on a trip to Adelaide to meet with crossbenchers before flying to Perth. Senator Cormann was forced to book a Defence Force plane last June because there were no commercial flights available. His reason for the travel was to negotiate with crossbenchers to try and convince them to pass the government's legislation for a big business tax cut. Education Minister Dan Tehan says Senator Cormann was just doing his job.
He flew to Adelaide to undertake negotiations to try and ensure that Australians pay less tax. So he was doing his job. I think taxpayers would be very pleased knowing that the Finance Minister is trying to ensure that they pay less tax.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says Senator Cormann should outline his reasons for the chartered flights.
We are unaware of the circumstances. It's up to Minister Cormann to outline why this was appropriate.
The Samoan consulate in Sydney has been declared safe after a suspicious package was delivered. Two people who handled the envelope were decontaminated as a precaution. The package has been taken to be forensically examined. The incident comes just days after a Victorian man was charged with sending several embassies and consulates parcels believed to contain asbestos. South Australia is bracing for a six-day heatwave with temperatures expected to reach the mid-40s in some parts of the state. The Bureau of Meteorology has forecast very hot conditions across South Australia until at least next Wednesday, with maximums for Adelaide likely to peak in the low 40s. In some regional centres, the temperature is likely to push into the mid-40s before cooler conditions arrive on Thursday. Brett Lachlan from State Deputy Commander of the South Australian Country Fire Service is urging people to check the fire dangers and to prepare a fire plan should they need to evacuate. He says migrants and tourists who don't speak English will also be able to find more information on the Country Fire website.
We have a range of materials in there that are suitable for called communities that are in different languages, and for people with certain disabilities and things like that, we certainly have a range of materials to support that, because, you know, we want the entire community to be prepared, and we know that some of these called communities obviously don't have as much experience with fire as maybe some others. So, we've certainly got those materials available.
To tennis and three-time Grand Slam winner Andy Murray has broken down during a press conference, revealing this year's Australian Open could be his last tournament. The 31-year-old continues to be plagued by a chronic hip injury and intends to bow out after Wimbledon this year. But he says he may not even make it that far.
I'm not sure I'm able to play through the pain, you know, for another 4 or 5 months. The pain is not allowing me to enjoy competing or training or any of the stuff that I love about tennis.
Check out Saturday's weather. Sunny in Perth, 32. Also sunny in Adelaide, 33. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. In Hobart, mostly sunny and 23. In Canberra, much the same, 35 degrees. Sunny in Wollongong, 28. In Sydney, also sunny and 31. Much the same for Newcastle, 33. In Brisbane, sunny as well, 31. In Cairns, showers easing, 30 degrees, partly cloudy in Darwin, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you for SBS News.